Hi, I'm John of Shaded Red. I play guitar.
All right. Now, how long have you been playing with Shaded Red?
My brother and I started the group 6 years ago.
Okay, and how did you start it? Did you start it together and just add on people as you went, or how did it get started?
Well, the group just kind of started out as like a ministry to like people at the University of Denver, like campus athletes or people that definitely didn't know Christ. And so we'd always put our friends in the band, and so ever since then we've always used like different people on bass and drums.
What did you do? Or did you just kind of do it as a praise band before you kind of made it big, or was it the same style, or did you do anything differently?
We've always done like praise music and rock and roll. It's just been like whatever comes from your heart. Sometimes we just make songs up on the spot, seem to work. People came in, then you tell them about Christ, you know.
What do you like most about your career as a musician?
McDonald's.
McDonald's? Can you not get McDonald's if you're not a musician?
You can still get McDonald's if you're not a musician, but the only difference is you can't get it every day like we do.
And what's probably the hardest part of touring? You said you like McDonald's the best, but what's the hardest part?
Let me see, the hardest part would be Burger King, I think. Because, you know, Burger King always has such a trouble because they're kind of like a McDonald's imitation. But, you know, if you can vary between the two, and that's the best and the hardest part, you know.
So what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you on this tour or any other tour?
It's called Hogshead Cheese. You haven't had anything weird or bad or hard or worse than if you've had Hogshead Cheese. Let me tell you, there's no cheese involved in it. We were in Baton Rouge, and they had this whole little deli tray for the band. You know, you eat whatever the promoter puts out, and we're like, yeah, good food. And they're like, hey, have some cheese and crackers. It's Hogshead Cheese. We're like, okay, it's cheese, right? They're like, yeah. We smother our crackers with this stuff. We don't taste that much like cheese. And then they go, you know, it's in Hogshead Cheese. And we go, what? And we go, well, you cut off a hogshead. Then you boil the hogshead, and everything that comes out, whether the brains, the skin, the eyeballs, or whatever, it turns into a gelatin goop, and they take that all together and make it into a mold like cheese. No cheese involved, and that's what we spread on our crackers, and afterwards I had the finger down my throat trying to, well, you get the picture.
How do you see God working in your life right now, and working in your life personally, and working in the life of the band?
Well, you know, that scripture that it says you could drink serpent's poison and not die while the hogshead cheese being there. So I feel the hand of God definitely moving on us a little bit. In a serious note, God's been really gracious just to keep us in good health and keep us in good spirits, even when bad things happen, which they can happen because you're always on the road. You can feel a little bit of separation from family, but he's been really good at just making us feel his presence every day.
So now what is your goal as a band, as a musician, you yourself, and what is your goal, what is your ministry goal as a band?
I think our two goals would be that, first off, we want to have excellence in our music. You can't go into anything without wanting to be the best at it, you know. And also, we want to, by our music, be able to bring people in so they can listen to what we have to say. And when they're listening to what we have to say, we'll definitely tell them about Christ.
Has that changed any since you started?
No. I mean, we have a kind of like our own mission statement that we kind of just draw upon. Are we missing the mark, or what are we doing to keep right on line, right on target?
Now, you have a lot of different styles, and I know you vary somewhat in your songs. Do you have any major influences? Do you have any major influences? Does the band have any major influences?
I don't know. Every guy could say something a little bit different. I mean, weird thing is, like, all of us like to listen to classical music and jazz music, but, I mean, that barely comes out in our music. So it's kind of tougher to listen to similar styles that would be our own, because then you don't want to feel like you're copying somebody else. So we just don't listen to it.
Well, that's good. Now, what about the new album, Revolution? What was the idea behind that? Did you have any inspiration or something that brought that about? Tell us a little bit about that album.
I guess if you ever study any history, all the revolution started because people were able to talk to the youth and talk to the children culture of their day and age and convince them of a new thought. And it's not a new thought that we really came up with, but it's the thought of actually enacting that instead of letting society affect us and make us change how we train our children, how we think, oh, society's going to think I'm weird if I speak about Jesus, so I'll just be quiet and let them see my lifestyle, which that hasn't been winning people to Christ over the last 20 years. So we need to really take a look at, you know, if you don't speak, people aren't going to know about the gospel. So we're really trying to start a revolution of speaking out exactly what you believe so people know. And, you know, hopefully we win a lot of youth, because then the youth are going to change and start the revolution.
Well, that's really cool. Do you have any, you know, inspiring stories that led you to that? Other than, I mean, I guess you mentioned history or anything. Was there anything that inspired you really, other than that?
I mean, it probably is just even more my own life. I just recognized, I mean, you can, everybody, have you noticed how many people in the world are considered good, are nice people, or can be humanitarian? It's not because really they have been given a religious gifting from God to be able to do that, but it's because God made all of creation, that people can have attributes of God. So how much more we, the children of God, if we start walking in the Spirit of God, walking in His power, how much more can we have all the attributes and the characteristics of God, in order that way when people see our lifestyles and hear us speaking, which is the actual power and the Word of God coming to them, that's where we can actually affect people. So I've seen that in my life, and other people have seen it.
Another thing that just popped in my mind, I don't know if you're real familiar with the whole thing with Fort Worth, the Fort Worth shootings at Wedgewood, but we talked with 40 Days, the band that was there, and it really changed their life because of the feeling that, hey, you never know when your life's going to end and you don't know what's going to happen. You can be up there during a show when people are going to start shooting at you. Has that affected your life? Has that affected your ministry or anything like that? Made a drastic change in your life?
Our band, even like 2 years ago, had a deal where there was a major car accident. One of our drummers died, and I had broken my pelvic bone, so I came very close to going the way of the dodo. But it's definitely, even in the Littleton thing where we're from in Colorado, you have to realize that life is short, and it totally is a gift of God. I think the best thing, that instead of making those straw mans, which are just examples that, oh, this one case example happened, so we could say, make this whatever we want, what we really need to look at as Christians is how can we counter-affect society's message of hopelessness, of society's message of that you as teenagers aren't special, because God has a plan for every one of you and everybody listening right now. God has a plan. And if we can really just start speaking out, being vocal about that plan for people, people won't feel so hopeless. And I think it's so, instead of going, oh, it's so bad that happened, and okay, let's make another gun law, let's go actually affect the disease, which is called sin. And when we fight sin, not teen drinking, not abortion, not any of these other issues, just pure sin, people need Jesus or they're sinners. Period. Let's attack the real issue.
And do you have like a key verse or anything that's really ministered to you through your life, something that you could, you know, this would be your testimony, this particular verse?
I'd have to say, like, my life verse for right now is Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And when we're not ashamed of God, that's where you're going to see God not being ashamed of us, and we're going to see some true things going on.
All right, well, John, I appreciate it. Is there any other closing thoughts? I guess you've got a long tour still ahead of you. How many more cities do you have? I know you're playing here in Plano again next weekend, next Sunday, I believe.
Yeah. And even I think we're back here in October, so that'd be October 2nd, I think. But closing thoughts. When in Rome, you always hear, do as the Romans. So if you're like our band and you're eating McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King every day, even if you have to eat that burger, you know, God can allow you to eat the poison thing. You know, that's scripture. But final closing thoughts. If you're going to play with jars of clay or plum, and you realize everybody is either a container carrying liquid or they're a fruit, really just try to stretch out your hand, become something outside of yourself, actually let God use you, and you'll become something more. The sum will be greater than the total, so let God use you.
All right, that was John of Shaded Red, the guitarist. And John, we appreciate it.
Rock on!
All right, thanks a lot.